And greetings, friends around the world. Do you realize that the Antichrist is here right now? Do you understand the enormous impact this will soon have on your life and the entire Western world? No, this is not just a religious matter. It goes far beyond that, as you will come to understand. Do you grasp the fact that this monstrous Antichrist will help destroy the American and British descended peoples? In this program, I'm going to reveal to you information which is hidden from the eyes of most people on this earth. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Roderick C. Meredith declares, "The Antichrist is here." And now, Roderick C. Meredith.
Have you had the opportunity, my friends, to read The Da Vinci Code? This extremely popular novel has been at the very top of the bestseller list for months. Why? Because it is not only well written, but this interesting novel reveals the absolute fact that a false Christianity has been foisted upon the entire world. One of the Da Vinci Code's leading characters describes how the Roman Emperor Constantine took charge of the direction of the early church, and he describes what happened. Notice Lay Teabing's statement on page 232 of the Da Vinci Code. Constantine was a very good businessman. He could see that Christianity was on the rise, and he simply backed the winning horse. Historians still marvel at the brilliance with which Constantine converted the sun-worshipping pagans to Christianity by fusing pagan symbols, dates, and rituals into the growing Christian tradition. He created a hybrid religion that was acceptable to both parties. Transmogrification. The vestiges of pagan religion and Christian symbology are undeniable. Egyptian sun disks became the halos of Catholic saints. Pictograms of Isis nursing her miraculously conceived son Horus became the blueprint for our modern images of the Virgin Mary nursing baby Jesus. And virtually all the elements of the ritual, the mitre, the altar, the doxology, and communion, the act of God-eating, were taken directly from earlier pagan mystery religions. End quote. All kinds of things were taken directly from the earlier pagan religions. And although there is much in this book, The Da Vinci Code, to disagree with, the basic description of what happened to early Christianity is absolutely true. You look it up, study early Christianity, and you will come to find that fact. Your own Bible describes a powerful figure to describe in the last days, and he also is going to reinforce that very thing. He's going to put himself in place of the true Christ of the Bible. Notice Revelation chapter 13 in your own Bible. Go get your Bible, my friends, if you have one. I ask you to check up on me. If this book, the Bible, is the revelation from God to man, and most Christians believe it is, we need to pay attention to what the Bible actually says. We need to study this book. We need to prove all things. Notice Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. "Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, which is Satan the devil, gave him his power, his throne, and great authority." Now, the dragon is identified, my friends, in Revelation 12:9 as Satan. Satan is that dragon who gave this beast great authority. And as most Bible scholars all agree, this is a symbol of the Roman Empire, as it was to rise again, a revived Roman Empire. "I saw one of his heads, the heads of this Roman Empire, as it had been mortally wounded." We know that the Roman Empire fell in 476 A.D., and his deadly wound was healed. That's a historical fact. It was healed. The Roman Empire was revived in 554. And then the church sat on that empire for hundreds of years and guided that empire, was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast, this Roman Empire and its various emperors. So they worshiped the dragon, who gave authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" This great Roman Empire crushed everything in its path for hundreds of years. And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. And it was granted to him to make war with the saints. Yes, this Roman Empire persecuted the true saints of God for hundreds of years. And that, again, is an historical fact. And it was granted to him to make war with the saints. And authority was given him over every tribe and tongue and nation. And all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear, God says. Here is a revival of the Roman Empire. Picture the great city of Rome, my friends, the Colosseum. Some of you visited it. I have. The Colosseum, where early Christians were thrown in with wild animals or burned at the stake. Picture the scores of churches and awesome religious processions in that great city. Think about what your Bible clearly says. Verse 11, "Then I saw another beast rising up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb." Who's the lamb of the Bible? Jesus Christ. So he looks good, the second beast. He looks like Christ, a very great religious leader, and he spoke like a dragon. The devil is described as the dragon, Revelation 12, verse 9. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast. The first beast was the Roman Empire, and is the Roman Empire, as it's going to be revived. And he causes the earth and those who dwell on it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. You worship whom you obey. And God makes that very plain in the sixth chapter of Romans and elsewhere in the Bible. They're going to obey this Roman Empire, and they're going to obey this great false religious leader who will turn them against the true God. Yes, you can say you worship Christ, but Jesus said in Luke 6:46, "Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" And professing Christians are going to be turned away from God, and they already are, more than most of us begin to realize, by this very power. And so this great first beast causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, this Roman Empire whose deadly wound was healed. He, and now we find that this is a man over this second beast, this is a man speaking words, he performs great signs. Yes, he looks like Christ, but his words are the words of the devil, we read here in verse 1. And so he performs great signs so that he makes even fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. No, we're not living in a religious age in that sense right now. These things have not been happening. I understand that. But in the next decade or two, perhaps even shorter time than that, less time than that, these types of things are going to begin to happen and they will affect your life. And my friends, you need to understand. You need to know ahead of time what's going to happen so you can make up your mind what you are going to do. Are you going to obey the God of the Bible? Are you going to keep His commandments and walk in His way of life? Or are you going to be turned into all kinds of ritual and tradition and ideas that are totally contrary to the Bible? And He deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs, more than one sign, which He was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded with the sword and lived. Yes, a very powerful man. Now turn in your Bible to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1. "Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to Him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled either by spirit or word or by letter, as if from us, false letters were circulating, claiming to be those from Paul. False religious leaders have had a tremendous impact down through time, my friends. Most of you don't know that. You don't study. But it will behoove you to begin to study, to think about what's happening and what's happening in the world affairs that are fulfilling prophecy and what's happening in religion that fulfills prophecy. So these false letters are going to say that the day of Christ had come. No, it has not come, Paul said. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This man sits in a great temple, and he's going to be given God-like titles. He's going to look like God, and he's going to be actually worshipped. He is clearly the second beast of Revelation 11. He is the Antichrist. Do you not remember that while I was still with you, I told you these things, Paul writes, and now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his time, for the mystery of lawlessness. This system is going to very cleverly turn people away from God's law. They will substitute ritual, tradition, pageantry, all that kind of thing, in place of the clear teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. And so the lawless one will soon be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. This man rises soon, just a few years before Christ returns to this earth to straighten out the mess. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. False miracles, miracles that may look powerful, but they're not the kind of miracles Jesus and his apostles worked at all. And so if you study the New Testament, you will be able to detect the difference pretty easily if you're watching and praying, as Jesus said. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Do you love the truth, the real truth? Do you read this book? The love of the truth. For this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all might be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. What is truth, my friends, in biblical terms? Turn to John chapter 17. Here's the biblical definition, and certainly it's given all the way through your Bible, but in direct words, it's given right here. John 17, verse 17. Jesus said, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." This is the truth in writing. Your word is truth. That's why we need to study this word, pray about this word, understand this word. Please do that for your good, not my good, your good. Don't be afraid of this book. Study it in a way you've never studied it before. At this point, my friends, I invite you to write or call for one of our most fascinating and meaningful booklets, Who or What is the Antichrist? This eye-opening booklet will be sent absolutely free. Who or What is the Antichrist? Will thoroughly explain the Antichrist beyond what I'm able to do on this brief program. This booklet is vital to your future safety when you understand. So call or write today and ask for your free copy of this powerful booklet on the Antichrist. Just ask for the Antichrist booklet. That's all you need. Call now.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now back to our topic, my friends. Let's turn again to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 in your Bible. And do check up on me. I want you to understand what your Bible says. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This whole system that came along, this great apostasy that began hundreds of years ago, nearly 2,000 years ago, in fact, turned people away from God's law. There was a great deal of anti-Semitism attached to it. They wanted away with Jewish things. They wanted to get away from all that and get away from God's law and get away from God's Sabbath, get away from God's holy days, get away from the teachings of Christ. And they did. And so they got away from all of that. But this coming leader is going to turn men even further away. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, Satan the devil, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Again, watch, my friends, for a man who performs unusual miracles. As I said, they will not be like the miracles of Jesus and the apostles. Jesus and the apostles healed people from genuine diseases, often quietly, humbly. This final Antichrist will probably start strutting his stuff. And there will be strange miracles. And there will be things that have never been done in the Bible, be odd things. Things that if you've studied your New Testament, you will understand. So you need to grasp these vital issues ahead of time and be ready when this thing starts to happen within the next several years. Notice Matthew 24 now. Turn with me in your Bible to Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 24, the Olivet Prophecy of Jesus. Here Jesus was asked by his disciples, tell us when will these things be and what will be the sign of your coming, Christ's second coming, and the end of the age. Not the end of the earth. God's not going to blow up the earth, but the end of this human society. And Jesus answered and said, notice the first thing he warned them of. Take heed that no one deceives you. Jesus talked about a great falling away, which was to take place after his death. And it did. And a lot of you have been caught up in it more than you begin to realize. For many will come in my name, not a few, will come in Christ's name. He says, my name. They didn't come in the devil's name. They didn't come in the name of Nostradamus or some other false teacher. They came in the name of Jesus Christ, saying, I am the Christ. They will tell you that Jesus is the Christ. They'll use his name, and they will deceive many. That's what Jesus said. He warned about coming false teachers. And then he gives an overview of things that were to happen at the end. Wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom, whole alliances of nations against one another. Then there are going to be great worldwide famines, pestilences, massive disease epidemics on the horizon, my friends, and earthquakes in various places. They will increase. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. And then they will deliver you, the true saints of God, up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Are the Christians hated of all nations? Frankly, not. But the true servants of God will be hated. They are not going to be exalted or worshipped like this coming great false prophet, this coming Antichrist. Notice now 1 John in your Bible. 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard, that Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come, by which we know it is the last hour. All the other apostles were probably dead when the apostle John wrote this, and already this system was coming in. And John was alarmed by it. He said, many antichrists. So there are many people that teach this antichrist, this lawless way of life, and use Christ's name in a wrong way. But the final great Antichrist, of course, is one man. Verse 24, therefore let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you will also abide in the Son and in the Father. What was taught as Christianity, think about it, from the beginning? You find back in the Sermon on the Mount the real beginning of Christianity, Jesus' first teaching. It's not difficult to understand at all. It's very simple. In fact, people take it for granted, but they don't really understand it, and they don't do it. That's the big thing. It's almost too simple. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Do not think that I came to destroy the law. They knew what law he was talking about. Jesus here was talking about the Ten Commandments. He starts naming some of them right here in this passage. He didn't come to do away with the Ten Commandments. He didn't come to do away with his father's Sabbath or any of the other commandments. He didn't water it down where you could divorce or remarry for any reason, go to war and kill people and all this kind of thing. I did not come to destroy the law of the prophets, but to fulfill. He fulfilled them to the full. For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or tittle will pass from the law till all is fulfilled. In other words, eventually everyone still living will be keeping God's law. Whoever therefore breaks, notice, one of the least of these commandments, the Ten Commandments, which one do you think is least? And teaches men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But he that does and teaches them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 19, verse 17, a young man asked Jesus, good master, what shall I do to be saved? And what was Jesus' answer? Why do you call me good? No one is good but God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. A way of life based on the Ten Commandments, based on keeping God's laws, God's Sabbaths, God's holy days that picture God's plan. A whole way of life, frankly, when you understand it. That way of life was replaced by the great mystery religion, which, of course, the Da Vinci Code shows was introduced in place of true Christianity, filled with all kinds of Latin chants, responsive readings, memorized prayers, pomp and ceremony, gobbledygook, and all kinds of outward show. Why? Why, my friends? Again, Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, this great snake, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. Oh boy, he does. He really does. Satan deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth in this final battle that's going to take place probably within the next 10 to 20 years or less. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Yes, Satan has deceived the whole world. 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they're of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, that's the key, in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Yes, they think Christ came, but they don't really think he was tempted, right, that he was human. They don't think it's possible to keep God's law in the flesh. And yet, as you turn to Hebrews 4 and verse 15, notice what God tells us. We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Christ was tempted like as we are. And Hebrews 13:8 shows that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he will live his life in you and me the same way if we let him. And the doctrine of the Antichrist says no. They say that can't happen. Yet notice Galatians 2 and verse 20, my friends. Galatians 2 and verse 20, my favorite scripture, frankly, in all the Bible, because it's so simple as a direct definition of Christianity in one verse. The apostle said, Paul wrote here, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. If Christ lives in you, he will live the same way. Again, my friends, call or write immediately and request this powerful booklet, Who or What is the Antichrist? This eye-opening booklet will be sent absolutely free. Who or What is the Antichrist will thoroughly explain the Antichrist, how it's going to affect your life, how it's going to affect world events, how it's going to change everything. So call or write today and ask for your free copy of this powerful booklet on the Antichrist. Just ask for the Antichrist booklet. That's all you need. Call now.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Finally, my friends, realize that 2 Thessalonians will be fulfilled. Remember what Jesus said here through the Apostle Paul as God inspired these words. A great man of sin will rise, showing himself that he is God and performing unusual miracles. Watch for these very things. Pray for understanding and courage. 1 John now, chapter 2 and verse 4. He who says, I know him, I know God, and does not keep his commandments, plural, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought to walk just as he walked. That's the key, to let Christ live in you. That's what Galatians 2:20 says. So let's build that kind of character, the very character of God. Again, call now and ask for your free copy of this powerful booklet on the Antichrist. And tune in every single week to Tomorrow's World program. On this program, you will gain precious information and insights available nowhere else. Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, and I will give you understanding of current events and of the exciting prophecies of Tomorrow's World. See you right here next week.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.